The Czech Republic has repeatedly fared among the worst countries in Europe when it comes to obesity, placing in the top five in past Eurostat statistics. According to specialists, many adults in the country need to pay a good deal more attention to what they eat to avoid serious health problems in the future. In this week's Czech Life, I spoke to nutritionist and wellness professional Monika Givišová, who runs a wellness center in Prague. The first thing I asked her was why, when it comes to weight, so many Czechs are poorly off.
There are more factors. One of the factors are, of course, eating habits, which are still very, let's say, compared to the Europe, a few years still backward, because we are now still excited from the supermarket and from the, let's say, abundance of the food in the restaurants and so on. Then another is the minimum of the physical activity, which is still very low. And one of the main reasons, which I think is the main cause, is malnutrition. Or let's say we're eating food which doesn't have enough nutrients, the nutrients that the body needs. So we are eating a lot in the calories, but because of the quality food in the supermarkets, because of the way the food is prepared, we are not getting enough nutrients to the body. And the body is, by storing the fat, protecting us from actually dying from hunger.
We're going to talk about some of the solutions shortly, but I wanted to ask you also, is high alcohol consumption, especially among men, also a factor in weight levels?
Definitely it is, because alcohol, as we all know, it has to be metabolized in the liver. And since also liver is taking care of the actually cleansing of the system, cleansing the body, when it's constantly busy with taking care of the alcohol, it actually cannot burn the fat and take care of the other processes. Another thing is that we usually drink alcohol in the evening, in the night, plus the food. And in the night, the body is actually not burning so much fat like during the day. So it's another factor definitely affecting weight gain.
One of the first steps towards solving a problem is general realization that it exists. Mm-hmm. In general terms, do you think that a large part of the population here underestimates the danger of poor eating habits and poor lifestyles, as well as some of the complications, some of the diseases that can ensue?
I mean, it's improved a lot that people being more and more aware that actually there is a connection between the health and weight, but still people think that since their parents have been eating white rice and pork meat and they are more or less healthy, they can just go on. But the difference between actually the lifestyle of today's people and, let's say, when our parents were in the 30s, is that they had much more physical activity just by the fact that they were walking. And also they didn't have so much of the food with such a poor quality. But people are, yeah, realizing slowly that it's a connection between this.
Czech cuisine is often criticized of being overly heavy. There's lots of dumplings and meat involved. But I imagine over the last 10 or 20 years that it has changed or has improved somewhat.
Definitely. One thing which is great is there's organic food available, and people, especially in bigger cities, are like turning into organic. The one of the reasons why the organic is good, that it has more nutrients, but also there is much, much less of the chemicals, pesticide and so on. Another thing is that there are more quality supplements on the market, nutrition supplements, and people are being aware that if they have such a busy lifestyle with no rest and traveling and jet lag and eating poor, actually you can add some of the nutrients to the supplement. And also people are being more, let's say, aware that they have to take responsibility for the health by prevention, and the food is including in the prevention.
When somebody comes to your center, are they people who already have a problem and have just realized it or been told by the doctor that they have to do something, or do they come to you through some other means?
People who were sent by the doctor, it's about 5 years ago. This was the main reason why people came, and they were already about 20 kilos overweight and having really heavy health problems. But these days, people are coming who have maybe, I don't know, 5 to 10 kilos of fat extra, but mainly they are feeling tired, they are feeling stressed, and they are being aware that if they will continue like this, and the weight is going to grow and the health problem is going to grow in 10 years, this means by they are 45, they will really have a big problem. So they're actually coming a little bit earlier than years ago, so we don't need to actually deal with such a big problem, and this is also why the process is more easier.
Does it require a major shift in thinking on their part? Do they have to change their eating habits from, I don't know, the bottom up? Do they have to change every little detail, or how does that work?
There's different approaches to the way you can work with your food, with your eating habit. And our approach is actually we call ourselves nutrition, like nutrition coach. And there is one thing about find out first what you need, then to say what you need. For example, you are lacking maybe omega 3, or you need more fiber, or you don't eat this or that. And this is usually what the dietitian does, and then give people suggestion and send them home. But what we do, this is actually the point where we are starting. So we are going to also analyze your lifestyle. This means, do you have a family? Do you travel? Can you cook, or you don't want to cook, or do you spend times on the meetings? And we adjust theory, the nutrition theory, what you need, into your reality. So this means, for example, if you're spending a whole day on the meetings as a man, you cannot really open a plastic box and eat a carrot on the meeting. It's just not real. Also, it will be good for you. So what we do, we are trying to adjust the super theory into the reality. And that's why I believe we have such success with people, because we go step by step on their level. We are not pushing it too hard, but the habits that people are getting, they're keeping them for their life.
Would you say that it's generally true that even small changes can make a big difference?
Definitely, definitely. Every little step, it's good for the body, because we are really, the way we are now treating our body is the same way like if you, we're just not listening to the signals. It's the same way like when you drive a car and you see on the dashboard that this light, red light goes on where it tells you the petrol is going to be soon gone, yeah? And still you have about 30 kilometers, but you are aware of it and you look for the petrol station. But what we do if we, our body, our dashboard is telling us by headache that there is maybe not enough water, or there is too many toxins, too much stress, what we do, we take a medication and just go on. It's the same way like we would just crash the red light bulb on the dashboard and just drive on. And then we are surprised that we get a heart attack, or we have a this or that problem, the same, like the car would stop because of not having a petrol. So I think it's the whole thing is about starting to listen to the body and slowly, step by step, changing the eating habits and the way we take care of ourselves.
Is it expensive, the service, for the basic analysis and how it works, or are there different plans?
Well, is it expensive? That's a good question, because compared to what? Yeah, compared to if you're dying from being overweight, I guess it's not. But you probably mean it practically. But it works that we do first initial consultation, which we meet with a client for 2 hours, and we really talk in details about your present like health situation, about your eating habits, and about also your practical like setup of your life, if you have kids or if you travel and so on. This consultation costs 1,600. And then we set up a plan, we call it a program, which goes from 3 months to 6 months, depends what you need. And the program includes consultations, includes the meal plan. It includes also, sometimes we go shopping together with people, we do little cooking classes. You get also some cleansing program, like cleansing plan. So, and this program costs from 5,000 per month, depend exactly what you need.
From your perspective, it must be very rewarding when you have somebody who comes in and is 10 or 20 kilos overweight, and then you slowly see the weight coming off.
It's a beautiful process. This is actually why it's generally a beautiful work. Also, it's pretty hard work in the beginning, because food for many of us, it's actually emotional, social thing. It's not just about nourishing the body. So, and since we are kind of taking it away, it's not very easy. But the moment you start to lose weight, your energy goes up, your emotions go up, you become more stable. And in this moment, we can see how people are changing their lives actually through changing the weight. Because if you have enough energy, you can take care of your family, so the family is more happy. Sometimes people who, the women who, when they can get pregnant because of the weight, they get pregnant. So this is like, they're super happy, of course. We see people changing even jobs or starting businesses, because when we feel healthy, then the life generally is much healthier. And the great thing about this work, we can witness that. So we have a lot of very nice relationships with our clients.
One thing we haven't discussed yet is fitness activity, cardio, aerobics, to help burn fat. I know that you cooperate with a popular gym here in the capital. Mm-hmm. How much is fitness an important aspect of living a healthy lifestyle?
Yes, definitely this is one of the important part. The food is one thing and physical activity is another thing. And I'm not pushing everybody to go to gym because for many people this is working as a physical activity, but for many who maybe have a family or bigger family, let's say, or they don't live in the center of the city, or they just don't have time to go regularly to gym, we also recommend other type of activities like walking or jogging or going for like having a home trainer at home. So our approach is to find not an ideal physical activity, but the one which is good for you, but also fitting with your lifestyle.
This week there was a report that they want to ban sugary drinks from venues in New York City, mm-hmm. so-called big gulps. They want mm-hmm. to ban them at restaurants, movie theaters, and, for example, in street carts. Mm-hmm. That has been called a very ambitious effort by the Bloomberg administration in fighting obesity. In terms of awareness, do you think that it's a good idea, and could something similar work here?
I love the idea. I love it. Also, it maybe look like that we are not free anymore, that if they're banning this and banning that. But on the other hand, with the food choices, we are free. We are not free anyway. We are buying whatever they give us in supermarkets and whatever they packed in the packages in the restaurant and so on. So in a way, for people, if they have no education or just no awareness, this is just a chance to give you no chance to buy such a big portion. Yeah, so I find it pretty cool.
I've read that you've been involved in wellness and health since basically the beginning of the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, how many people do you think that you've helped now?
Of course, we started in a small scale. Actually, we have a family business. I work with my mother. So we started as two people, and now we have a team of 8 nutritionists, and we are still growing. So these years, let's say we have about 30 clients, like new clients, coming every month. So I think you can do the math.
I imagine the situation has improved. As you said before, people who come today already know what they want, are aware of the problem.
Yeah, it's actually much more interesting for us because we don't need to tell them anymore that the white bread is not really good for you and the fried food is not really good for you, but we rather deal with people who are really interested. Why do I need to eat the vegetable? And is it better to eat it raw or is it better to eat it cooked? Or we can work with the interesting food, like this, for example, the superfood, which is the food which really includes a lot of nutrients like sprouts or chlorella or spirulina or generally green foods. And so it's much more interesting also for us because it's more not such basics anymore.